we had a young girl come in that had just, she'd been to other programs before, and she'd been put in a lot of times with a lot of the multi-handicapped, and their comment to me halfway through the program was that, you guys are really working on blindness stuff here, and it's like, I'm doing stuff that my sighted peers would do here because you're just showing us maybe how it's done. We're having pillow fights if we want to have pillow fights, and people aren't saying, behave, you can't do that. We were allowed to have kid fun like all our sighted friends are having. I used to get pulled out of those activities. And you guys here are saying, go for it, or you join in, and you're blind role models, and you're not afraid to get involved and do things. And her big thing was just going out to the Mall of America, and we took her to the American Girl store, which that was great because she went there with other blind adults and learned to ask questions and ask for help in the store. And of course, they brought down all these different dolls and clothing, and she was just amazed that not only could she do it, but that the people were talking to her, and she didn't have to wait for, you know, mom or someone to take her. She was standing there with people that themselves were blind and asking questions, and she could make all those purchases without somebody, you know, holding her hand. We had to have her money with her folded, and she was able to take her time and select it and ask more questions of the salespeople, and that was the first time she'd ever been able and or allowed to do something like that. And she was a, you know, very good student in school, but everything had been academic. There had never been the independence and being able. In fact, we made a wrong turn, and we had to walk all the way back around half from the Mall of America, which, but I pointed out to her that sighted people get lost there. And she said, yeah, but nobody got overly upset, and it was okay. And even the role models, we made a wrong turn, but we problem solved it. And that was her big thing, to see that happen. And then it was okay. I know that was her first thing when she came. She would back away. She was trying to stay closer to the the partially sighted people. And of course, I would make up the groups and make it, nope, you got to go with this person instead. And I knew at first she didn't like that because she had a very good talk that she did all these things, but I knew that was a bluff. She had her fear, and I wanted her to confront it and really believe that it was the skills, not the vision, that was getting her through these places. Like in the store, the same thing was at first. I said, no, you got to come with me. No, because you're going to try asking another. You can talk to a sighted person, but I want you talking to the salesperson. I don't want you copping out here. And same thing when we go to the went to the farm, and she refused to ride the horse. There again, she was refusing to touch a lot of these animals, even though she told all the other kids she grew up in these areas and she did all these things. So I eventually, you know, I kind of rigged it a little bit. I'll admit that I said to someone here, hand me that the baby chicken. And of course, I said, come here, you hold it. Well, you told me you do it all the time. And finally, she's like, I lied. Well, okay, I'll hold it. You touch it, but we won't tell your peers. And then she did it. She was much more, you know, starting to get that taste, but freedom, true freedom, not just talk freedom.